Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
I've been in the danger zone.
He got a bat.
Minus 5 stars.
That is Mungo.
Huh?
Yeah, my five.
We got to use that.
Jeff Harvey.
How much is this guy weigh?
Play. 4x21.
Fucking.
It is Am I on the Air? This is a Sunday night, back to our regularly scheduled time. Sunday night, February the 16th. This is Season 8, Episode 4. If you haven't guessed it by now, tonight's episode, Everything is Awesome. And you should know what that's about, because it's from the number one movie for 2 weeks in a row, and that's the Lego Movie. So if you haven't seen the Lego Movie yet, you need to go check it out, because everything is awesome. Great, great movie. Going to have a movie review coming up for it here very soon. Welcome everybody to the show once again. My name is Don. Don Mega, Mega, Mega. And we are recording this live, like I said, February the 16th on this lovely Sunday night. Welcome back to the show. Last week's edition of the episode called Vision, doing very, very well, and thank you everyone for your support and checking that out. So, should be a pretty quick show here tonight. Nothing too drastic has really happened in the world of entertainment news in the past week, so it's just going to be a lot of kind of quick news, run through the charts, movie stuff as always, and of course, I got two movie reviews for you. I told you at the end of last week's episode I'd probably have these two coming, and I sure as hell do. So without any further ado, let's start right off with the movie reviews. I'm going to start with the Lego Movie, because of course that's what we've been talking about. That's what's getting us going with our theme tonight of everything is awesome. And yeah, if you haven't seen this movie yet, do yourself a favor and go check it out, because movies don't stay at number one for 2 weeks in a row if they suck. And especially with the type of money that these movies are making, that should prove it enough to you. Just to kind of give you an idea, the Lego Movie on Rotten Tomatoes is sitting pretty at 96%. That is pretty unheard of. Excuse me. Pretty unheard of. 96% for critic rating and 93% audience rating. That's pretty massive. So you can tell that the movie studio really believes that everything is awesome. So I actually just saw this today. Didn't get a chance to see it last weekend. Wanted to make sure I could see it this weekend. Just because the word of mouth has just been so amazing for this film. And I had to get on board, man. 2 weeks in a row, number one, making massive amounts of money. Couldn't miss this one out any longer. A brief summary of the movie is: an ordinary Lego minifigure, mistakenly thought to be the extraordinary master builder, is recruited to join a quest to stop an evil Lego tyrant from gluing the universe together. Sounds really silly, and honestly, I'm probably there with most of you when you probably saw the first trailer or you even heard that there was a Lego movie coming, probably went, oh my god, a Lego movie? That's going to be so stupid. And because I know I was there. I was not expecting much from a Lego movie. And I gotta say, man, did this thing blow away any expectations that I had. Such a smart, fun, quirky film. And listen to this voice lineup. Will Arnett as Batman. Elizabeth Banks is the main chick, Wild Style, in the movie. Alison Brie is Unkitty. Charlie Day is in there as a character named Benny. Will Ferrell, of course, as the Lord Business, or President Business character. He's the evil bad guy. Will Forte does a voice. Dave Franco. Morgan Freeman, of course, one of the main characters. Jonah Hill, even with a little role, he does the voice of Green Lantern. Channing Tatum does Superman. And, of course, your main voice, really, is Chris Pratt, who does the main character. But you also have Nick Offerman in there. Keegan-Michael Key is in there, of course. Jake Johnson from New Girl. They got so many people out for this thing. Shaquille O'Neal does a voice in it. Liam Neeson was amazing in it. Liam Neeson does the voice of Bad Cop, Good Cop. And that was pretty hilarious because he's a Lego where you actually twist the head around. So he's the bad cop and he's all mean doing the Liam Neeson stuff. And then you flip the head around and he's like, hey, I'm really nice. What's up, guys? And he was one of my favorite characters in the whole movie. Even Kobe Smulders from The Avengers, and she was also, she's of course Robin on How I Met Your Mother. She does the voice for Wonder Woman. Billy Dee Williams does a nice little voice cameo as Lando Calrissian from Star Wars. There's so many great voices that pop up in this thing. And, you know, I don't even know if I can really truly sit and explain this film to try to give you a review of it. You know, it's a very frantic, kind of crazy movie about this character Emmett, which is the one voiced by Chris Pratt. And he's just, you know, an ordinary, they call him like Plain Face because he's just like the yellow Lego face character. And they think he's the chosen one. He's the one that's going to bring, like, the balance to the universe. And it's just, this movie was so damn funny. And the one thing I really love about, like, kind of kid films is when they're made with great adult humor that's really in there for the parents and everybody to pick up on. Because there was a lot in the Lego movie that I picked up on that we were just laughing our asses off that none of the kids in the theater really got. But man, what a blast. I am somebody that does not go and I don't go and see animated films very often. It's just, they don't do much for me. You know, I like adult kind of oriented cartoon type stuff like South Park and, you know, Family Guy and stuff like that. You know, so it's hard for me to really truly get into one of these type of films. The last one I really did was Wreck-It Ralph, which was done very, very well. So I expected, I always thought the trailer looked really funny, but I didn't expect too much out of it. And then I started seeing like how well it was doing on Rotten Tomatoes, and the word of mouth has just been so amazing. So I was like, man, I gotta see this movie. And really all I can say is, please go see this movie and check it out, because I don't know anybody that doesn't like this film. We went with a good family group today to go see this, and everybody loved it. My stepdaughter actually has seen it twice now, and she said it was just as good the second time as the first. It's going to kind of surprise you guys, but you know what? In the star rating of 1 to 5, I actually gave the Lego Movie 5 stars. Yep, it has gotten a perfect score from me. And you know what I want to really kind of stress, and this is something I always got to kind of stress when we talk about movie reviews, is the reviews are always based on the type of movie that it is. You know, I'm not saying the Lego Movie is one of the greatest movies of all time because I gave it 5 stars. I'm saying, based on what this movie was and what it set out to do and the audience that it meant to capture, they did a perfect job with it. There's nothing else that the Lego Movie could have done that I said, man, it was lacking this, this, or that. Because it wasn't lacking anything. The Lego Movie had everything going for it that you would expect from a film like this. Therefore, I have to give it 5 stars, because it really delivered on all fronts. It was hilarious, it was fun, it was energetic, it was never boring, and it had a lot of that adult humor that I just found very, very interesting. So, when I really sat down and thought about it, my initial reaction was to be like, you know what, I'm going to give it 4 stars. And then when I really thought, I said, why would I give it 4 stars? Like, what am I docking it a star for? Because it doesn't deserve to lose a star, because it didn't do anything wrong. So, based on this type of film and what it set out to do, it did a perfect job on it. Therefore, 5 out of 5 stars. It doesn't happen often, but the Lego Movie was able to pull it off. So, congratulations. Lego Movie, 5 out of 5. Gonna move on now to our second review of the week, and this is going to be the brand new RoboCop. Yes, it's the new remake, reboot, however you want to call it, of the original RoboCop movie from the 80s. And this is basically set in the year 2028. It's still in Detroit. Alex Murphy is still your main character, and the same guy Peter Weller played in the original film. A loving husband, father, good cop, critically injured in the line of duty, and the multinational conglomerate Omnicorp sees their chance for a part-man, part-robot police officer. This is another one that had a great, great cast. Now, you have Joel Kinnaman as RoboCop and Alex Murphy, which a lot of people are like, who the hell's Joel Kinnaman? You would only really know this guy if you watched the TV show The Following. Or not The Following, I'm sorry, The Killing. That's the show that we've reported on several times here that has been canceled and renewed multiple times, and I think it's going to be this last season as a Netflix exclusive type show. But Joel Kinnaman is the main character, and he was great in this. Gary Oldman's in there. Michael Keaton, Abby Cornish plays his wife, Jackie Earle Haley's in it, you know, Jay Burchell is in it, Samuel Jackson, Amy Garcia, so it's got a really nice core cast. And what I really liked about this was, you know, what I appreciate a little bit from these studios that are doing these remakes and reboots is when they kind of switch it up a little bit. They try to make it a little bit fresh. And instead of just doing the by-the-book remake of the original film, I want to give a lot of props to the Total Recall remake last year that kind of got, you know, left to the wayside. Not a lot of people talked about it, but you know what? That Total Recall is really a totally different Total Recall film than the Arnold Schwarzenegger one. And that's awesome, and I give them props for doing something different. I really enjoyed that Total Recall film. This RoboCop, it's kind of like the original, but they take different steps to kind of get there. You know, RoboCop's a little bit different in this film than what was done in the original film. obviously is not as violent. You know, the original film was rated R. There's even an unrated, like, X-rated NC-17 director's cut that's even more bloody and disgusting. This RoboCop's PG-13, so, you know, in the original film, Alex Murphy gets blown to pieces by, like, 5,000 bullets and loses all his limbs and everything in the shootout, whereas in this new film, he gets blown up by a car bomb. And then they save his, you know, his body with putting him in the RoboCop suit. So it's a little bit different. Once again, I don't want to get into too many specifics because I don't want to spoiler alert anybody. You know, this movie's brand new. It's the first weekend in theaters, so I'm not. I don't want to give anything away of the kind of different tweaks that they take to the RoboCop character. There's a lot of nice. Little nods to the original film, which I thought was awesome. A lot of the little one-liners are still in there and kind of snuck in not a cheesy way. Michael Keaton is awesome in this film. I had a great weekend at the theater because I just gave 5 out of 5 to Lego Movie, and I really like this RoboCop remake, and I hope it does enough money to do a sequel, because this is a film that when I walked out, I said, I want to see what comes next. Because this film did kind of lag a little bit in that origin type story where he's learning who he is and he's learning to deal with the fact that he's a robot now and he's got to deal with all this stuff. And you waste a lot of time in a movie with that whole origin thing. It's the same thing a lot of people complain about in superhero films. You know, with the first film is always an origin story. You lose so much time. It makes you want to be like, let's jump to the sequel and do something new and cool. So I'm very curious of what a sequel would lead for this character, and I hope it does good enough. This is a movie that, you know, was originally going to be rated R. They were going to do it on a nice little modest $60 million budget. Then the budget started ballooning, and they crossed the $100 million mark for budget. So the studio said, well, you can't have your R rating anymore because we got to try to recoup this cost. So they made it PG-13, and the rest is history. So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to make enough to constitute doing another one. I hope it does. It had a decent opening weekend. Probably not as big as they had hoped for. But Lego Movie is stealing a lot of that business, so what can you do? But I definitely recommend, if you're a fan of the original and you like a good action flick, there's no reason not to see this film. I had a great, great time with it, and I actually saw this with my brother-in-law, and he was kind of on the fence, and he was like, oh, I'm not expecting much from it. And when we walked out, we both had the same exact agreement. We said that, you know, we didn't think it beat the original film, but it was really, really good and deserved, you know, its own kind of success. It did a great job, and I think that people should support it. This was a movie that I know a lot of people were kind of bashing and kind of talking shit right out the gate saying, oh, it's going to suck. Especially when the PG-13 rating was announced. And, you know, hey, I was one of those people that said, man, I'm disappointed by the PG-13. But it never made me not want to see this film. And even though it was PG-13, I thought they did a really good job. So I have nothing to complain about. And I hope guys will not just let people say, oh, you know, it's a PG-13 RoboCop, I don't care, and not go support it. I think you should go support it. You know, it's considered a decent debut. I think it's number 3 on the Billboard charts. We'll get to that in a little bit. It did debut on a Wednesday, though, so it lost a couple days when the 3-day numbers came out today. But was still up there, so I loved it, and I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. So if you would like to support RoboCop, I definitely give you a thumbs up. I actually saw it in IMAX, and it was great in IMAX. So, you know, I'll usually tell you guys, like, hey, see it in the theater, wait for Redbox or Blu-ray, Netflix, whatever. I definitely say theater for this one. So if you're a fan of the original or you like a good action flick, I definitely recommend you check out RoboCop in the theater. It's one of those movies that plays out really, really well on the big screen. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 2 movie reviews in the books. And so that's a Lego Movie with 5 out of 5 and RoboCop with 4 out of 4. And you can always see these movie reviews posted on our website if you go to amiontheair.com. you'll see the toolbar across the top, and there's a link that says Movie Reviews. Just go ahead and click it, and you'll see every review that we've ever done on this show, really. It goes all the way back for years. So just kind of scroll through the page, and if you're ever interested, and you're thinking about going to the movies, and you're like, I wonder what Don thought of this movie over on Am I on the Air, just hit that link, and you can go ahead and see. So you'll have a heads up on that. Now, kind of on a side note, I'm not adding this review to the webpage because this movie is not in theaters anymore. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink real quick. A little parched. See, that's the downside to doing a show by yourself now. You don't get a break to take those little sips in. So yeah, this movie is not in theaters anymore, so I'm not going to bother putting it up on the page or adding the review to the website. But I actually saw the movie Her last night as well, the Joaquin Phoenix movie that's nominated for all the Oscars and everything, directed by Spike Jones. This was a movie that, when we saw the trailer and everything, me and my group that saw the trailer for the first time in the theater, we actually all laughed. And we were like, is this movie for serious? We just couldn't believe it. It looked so cheesy, and I was like, man, that's a movie I never want to see. And then it came out, and it actually had a really decent rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and it started getting all the positive buzz and the Golden Globes and the Oscars and all that stuff. And I let the bug get to me. It made me say, you know, I want to see what this movie has to offer. You know, when you hear so many good things, you're like, I gotta check it out. I gotta see for myself. So, we watched it last night, and I thought it was horrible. I hated it. Hated it. And I wanted to shut it off, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna let it keep playing, because I want to see if anything changes, and if maybe something happens that's worthwhile in it. I don't know. But I was curious to see. So we kept going. And nope. It sucked the entire way through. I really don't understand the Academy nomination for this film. I didn't think the directing was all that great for Spike Jones to get nominated for anything. Joaquin, I thought, did a good job, and I thought Scarlett Johansson was great as the voice. But other than that, it was an odd movie, and it was stupid. It was a stupid premise, and it was just, you know, I don't know. I guess it's just not my cup of tea. But I hated it. If I had to put a star scale to it, I would give Her 1 out of 5 stars. Yep, 1. Because I never want to see that thing again, ever. I really wanted to give it 2, but you know what? 2 stars means it was okay, and it wasn't even okay to me. It sucked. It was horrible. And even my wife said that it was just a shitty movie. So that was 2 of us that didn't really care for that thing. And it just makes me scratch my head why so many people talk so highly about that film. Because it was one of the most boring things I've ever seen in my life. So don't want to waste too much time on Her because it doesn't even deserve it. But it was worth a mention since it was in theaters lately. And it's coming up on award season. So yeah, if I had to give it, I'd give it 1 out of 5. All right, my friends, let's jump in to the news of the week and bang this out. Breaking news kind of over the weekend, and this is considered in the rumor mill. A person that works for Marvel said that they have the official list of what's going to be in Marvel Phase 3. Now, if you don't know by now, Marvel does their movies in phases. So Phase 1 started with Iron Man, and then it was Iron Man 2, Incredible Hulk, Thor, Captain America, and ended with Avengers. Phase 2, of course, including Iron Man 3, and Captain America 2, and Thor 2, and Guardians of the Galaxy, ending with Avengers 2. And then now we got to look ahead to Phase 3. Phase 3 officially kicks off with Ant-Man. Now, Ant-Man is the only movie that's confirmed for Phase 3. But the person that's basically leaking this is stating that the official lineup for Phase 3 is going to start with Ant-Man. Then we'll have Captain America 3. Thor 3, Doctor Strange, and then Avengers 3. So take that for what it is. Like I said, it is a rumor, but this makes a lot of sense to me, and this is what I was already expecting Phase 3 to be. So, I knew there would probably only be room for one new character, and I believed it was probably Doctor Strange. It was either Doctor Strange or Black Panther, and it seemed that Marvel's really been going down the road of Doctor Strange more than Black Panther. Now, there was a lot of rumors that there was going to be not only Black Panther, but that they were going to do a Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and all this other stuff. But the five films that are supposedly confirmed and are supposed to be announced at Comic-Con are Ant-Man, Captain America 3, Thor 3, Doctor Strange, and Avengers 3. So there you have it. Once again, I have to stress this is a rumor. Nothing is confirmed. The rest of Phase 2 continues on with Captain America the Winter Soldier launching on April 4th, Guardians of the Galaxy opening on August 1st, and then Avengers Age of Ultron opening on May 1st, 2015. Then Phase 3 will begin with, like I said, Ant-Man opening on July 17th, 2015. So there you have it, my lovelies. That is the latest rumor in the Marvel world, which they'll probably go switch up now that that's leaked. So, all right, on to the rest of the news. Let's see here. When opening in theaters this past weekend was the remake of Endless Love. And it's funny because if you look at this weekend's releases, we actually had three remakes in the box office this weekend. You had Endless Love, About Last Night, and RoboCop. So that's a pretty big weekend for remakes. But yes, Endless Love is the new movie that just came out this weekend for Valentine's Day. Looked horrible. Hated the trailer for it. This, of course, based on the 1979 bestseller. It was made a movie in 1983 with Brooke Shields. This new version it came out, and it's funny because the guy that wrote the book, he's saying, stick with the paperback. He only saw the trailer, and he said he thought it looked like the biggest piece of trash he's ever seen, and he does not want to support it at all. So he's trying to point people back to the book and saying, hey, if you want to really read Endless Love, don't watch these movies. Go back and read the book. So very, very interesting there. And, Endless Love. Oh, boy. Something a lot of people have been looking forward to, and I have the official word now. Netflix has finally revealed when Orange is the New Black Season 2 is going to happen. This was a big breakout hit last year, and I wasn't so hot on the show. My wife really liked it, though. But everybody's been wondering, when is Season 2 going to start? Well, all 13 episodes of Season 2 will be available on Netflix starting on June 6th. So mark that in your calendar, my friends. June 6th will start Orange is the New Black Season 2. Jim Henson's son, John, has passed away at the age of 48 after he suffered a massive heart attack at his home. So very, very sad there, and definitely thoughts and prayers go out to the Henson family. ABC has canceled, ABC Family has canceled the Pretty Little Liars spinoff, Ravenswood. It only had a 10-episode run, and it didn't do that great in the ratings, so ABC Family has decided to cancel that. So I didn't even know there was a spinoff to Pretty Little Liars, so that shows you that. But Ravenswood has been canceled. I'd like to congratulate Ellen Page, who came out the other day on February 14th, actually on Valentine's Day. Ellen Page came out saying that she's gay, and she's tired of lying by omission. So, of course, her next movie is the upcoming X-Men Days of Futures Past. No shocker here. I always kind of assumed she was a lesbian. But hey, you know, it's all good, man. I think these actors and actresses shouldn't have any problem coming out at this time in this day and age. It's just, there's no reason to hold it back anymore. Nobody cares. If you like Ellen Page, you're still going to like Ellen Page, regardless if she's straight or gay. So, it's, you know, a lot of people are making this a bigger story than it is. Just got to report the news. That's the news. She's gay. It's cool. We move on. Tom Hardy has joined the BBC's new TV show Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders is going to be a gangster drama, and he's going to star opposite Cillian Murphy. So that is going to be over on the BBC. I know our old host friend, Mr. Nick Gator, is probably going to be all about this show because he loves the BBC. We have a new trailer for Nymphomaniac, and this is Volume 1. Now, if you didn't know, Nymphomaniac's this weird film coming out that is super highly sexualized, and it's, you know, kind of getting banned all over the world in different areas, and it was actually a four-hour movie, so the director ended up cutting it into two pieces, and now you got a Volume 1 and a Volume 2. So we have the Volume 1 official trailer of Nymphomaniac on the, over on the Facebook page. Bethany Frankel's talk show has been officially canceled. It's funny because I guess this airs during the daytime somewhere, but this always seems to be on TV right before I go to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I always see this chick, and I'm always asking, who gave this chick a reality or a talk show? I don't understand. I think she was like a Real Housewives lady, and I'm just like, who decided to give this chick a talk show? It was a bad decision, obviously, because it's been canceled. CBS is swapping The Crazy Ones and 2.5 Men. They're swapping their time periods around for 2.5 Men to have the bigger lead-in from Big Bang Theory, which is something that they used to do. 2.5 Men used to always be after Big Bang, and that was the whole point of that Thursday night block, was because those were like two of the highest rated films on CBS, so that's when they flipped that around. They also have set a premiere for the TV version of Bad Teacher. Bad Teacher was the movie with Cameron Diaz that came out a couple years ago. Yes, they're making a TV show of it, and let's see here. The adaptation is going to debut on April 24th on Thursday nights. So Bad Teacher starring Ari Grainer. She'll be playing the role that Cameron Diaz did. I'm interested because I love Bad Teacher, the movie. So I'm curious to see what they do with the TV show. Even though I wish, if they were doing a TV show of this, that this was a show that would be on HBO or Showtime with the, like an unrated type block, because there's only so much that CBS is going to allow them to do. Bad Teacher definitely deserves something that's unrated, because that's what made the movie so great. Allison Hannigan, who currently stars on How I Met Your Mother, she is just signed to star in the new CBS Matt Damon Ben Affleck comedy. They got a new show, a new comedy show that they signed to CBS, and they've just signed Allison Hannigan to be one of the lead roles. So congratulations to her, who really is not going to have any turnaround time in her acting schedule, as she's jumping right out of one project and straight into another. And this sounds like a good project with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck backing it, so congratulations there to Miss Hannigan. Ron Howard is in talks to direct Warner Brothers' Jungle Book. Very interesting. You know, Ron Howard usually does the more kind of Oscar-type, artsy-fartsy-type films, so it's kind of interesting to see him kind of getting attached to the Jungle Book of all movies, but yeah, we'll see where that goes. We have, for Valentine's Day, our Everything Wrong With this week is Everything Wrong With Dirty Dancing in 8 minutes or less. Very, very funny. For those of you that are newer to the show and you're wondering when I talk about the Everything Wrong With videos, what am I talking about? Let me just take a second out to just say these are YouTube videos that we post on our Facebook page this guy over at CinemaSins, he takes movies and he does Everything Wrong With in a certain amount of time. And you go through it goes through the movie and basically points out all the dumb shit or things they did wrong or things they should have done better or things that didn't make sense. And it's a really, really cool concept. And he does amazing work and amazing videos. So we support it and we always put them up on the page when they come out. So in the last week for Valentine's Day, we had Everything Wrong With Dirty Dancing. And we also had Everything Wrong With The Notebook. So those were the two videos this week. So you can check them out. We also do Honest Trailers as well, which Honest Trailers are kind of like Everything Wrong With, but they're more of a, it's the regular theatrical trailer, but the voice overdub kind of points out all the problems with the movie. It's really funny. We have a new trailer for a movie called Joe. This is a new Nicolas Cage film that looks pretty intense. So Joe, that trailer's on there. We also have The Single Moms Club. This is a new movie by Tyler Perry. So, I haven't even watched the trailer for this movie yet. I heard it's actually not that bad of a trailer, but yeah, Tyler Perry just, it's not what I signed up for. Something that wasn't for that somebody signed up for is actually Mariah Carey, who came out in an interview this week and says American Idol turned out to not be what she signed up for. She states that when she did the original deal with Fox and American Idol, that she was only going to be a mentor. And then when they talked her into judging, they said that it would be a 3-person panel, and she'd be the only female on the panel, so that's why she signed on to it, and then she felt blindsided when they added Nicki Minaj to it. So she is not happy at all with how her season 12 role on American Idol went down, so now she's finally speaking out about it. Star Wars The Clone Wars. This is an animated Star Wars show that's been on Cartoon Network. It was actually canceled a while back. It's actually getting new life. Guess where? Netflix. Yes, Netflix is bringing it back once again for the 6th and final season. So it's not going to keep going. They are going to just do one more season. But the 6th and final 13-episode season will start airing on March 7th. Over on Netflix. So that's pretty cool, man. I give Netflix a lot of props for coming in and kind of giving some of these shows their final seasons when they deserve it. Very, very cool. Drake looking stupid in the media this week. He's lashed out at Rolling Stone after his profile didn't make the cover. He was going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. He did this big interview for it, and then when the issue came out, they actually had Philip Seymour Hoffman on the cover as they chronicled and talked about his career and his recent death. And he actually came out and just, like, blasted the publication and said, you know, this is bullshit, and, you know, no disrespect. He kind of pulled a Kanye and was like, no disrespect to Philip Seymour Hoffman, but this was my cover, and it should have been all about me, and da da. He looked like a little punk bitch, basically, is the bottom line. And, yeah, he's now saying that he's done doing interviews for magazines, and he's just going to let the music speak for itself. So, okay, Drake, go whine somewhere else. Nobody cares. Sacha Baron Cohen has re-upped his deal with Paramount. He actually had an exclusive deal with Paramount to do new projects and come up with characters and stuff. And the deal went really, really well. And his contract was up, and Paramount has signed him to come back and do more with them. I'm really excited about this. Kevin Hart has a new comedy that he sold the pitch for to ABC. And he's not going to star in it. This is just a show that he's doing and he's executive producing. And he's actually just signed Romany Malco to be the lead in the comedy. And I'm super stoked on this because I was already interested in the project because of Kevin Hart. And I love Romany, man. Ever since 40-Year-Old Virgin, this dude kills me. Cracks me up. He's good in every role he pops up in. And he's not in enough. He pops up in these little roles. He never gets like a full meaty chunky role, and I hate it. So I'm glad that he's got the lead in this new Kevin Hart comedy because he's awesome. And you know, it's good to see Kevin Hart and his friendship lasting to bring him back into it. So I'm very, very happy there from Romany. Speaking of Romany and Kevin Hart, we also have the trailer for Think Like a Man 2, and that's 2 with T-O-O. Think Like a Man was a surprise hit when it came out a couple years ago. So no shocker there, the studio said, let's do a sequel. I don't know, I didn't like the trailer too much. It didn't really sell me on anything, but of course the whole cast is back, and they're trying to make a quick money grab. I don't know, I actually still have not even seen the original Think Like a Man. That movie is on my DVR, actually, and one of these nights I hope to get to it. Because I heard the original is super funny, so I am anxious to see it. But I don't know about the sequel. But if you'd like to see the trailer, it is on the Facebook page. In some early renewal news, and this was actually pretty cool because no other networks have announced anything yet, the CW has made some announcements. They announced that Arrow, Vampire Diaries, The Originals, Supernatural, and Rain have all been renewed for the 2014-2015 broadcast season. That's pretty awesome. So congratulations there. Now, honestly, out of all those shows, I only watch Arrow, but Arrow's one of my favorite TV shows on television right now, so I'm just happy that Arrow's been renewed already. And, you know, with the Flash TV show coming next year, now I'm just waiting to see if the Tomorrow People is getting renewed, because that's another show on that's the only other show on CW that I really watch. Kevin Feige, who runs Marvel, he has stated that Scarlett Johansson has a very big role in Avengers Age of Ultron, and that they're looking at the possibility of doing a Black Widow movie, solo movie. I don't know how I feel about this. What makes me a little nervous about them saying she has a big role is Black Widow really shouldn't have a big role in Avengers. There's too many damn characters in the Avengers. We're already adding Quicksilver. We're already adding Scarlet Witch. We just added Vision. I mean, there's so much going on. There's going to be like three bad guys. I mean, so how do you have a big chunk of Black Widow? Like, I don't get it. Because we're also hearing there's supposed to be a big chunk of Hawkeye. And I'm like, how are we going to have time for all of this? And, you know, in a Black Widow solo movie, I don't know about that either, man. I love Scarlett Johansson, and I'm not going to complain to go watch a two-hour movie of her up on the big screen. But you know what? Like, if Marvel decided to do a movie, it should not be a Black Widow movie. They should just do a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie, quite frankly, you know. And I don't know if the TV show is going to screw that up. But if they really want to do kind of a Black Widow film, they should do a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie with Nick Fury, Black Widow, Hawkeye. They can use Falcon now. It should be about those characters. You know, and of course bring Coulson in. And maybe even his team from the TV show just to kind of bring everything full circle. But it should be about S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, dealing with some stuff without the big superheroes. Because it'd be nice for Jeremy Renner to have a bigger role, like something like that. Because I'm actually really surprised that Jeremy Renner is not in Winter Soldier, the new Captain America film. Because, of course, Black Widow is, and Nick Fury is, and it is a big chunk of that film is about S.H.I.E.L.D., and that's how they're portraying Hawkeye. So it is kind of a bummer that Jeremy Renner's kind of been overlooked on a lot of this stuff. So I wouldn't do a Black Widow film, I would do a S.H.I.E.L.D. film, but that's just me. I'd be curious to see what they end up doing with this, but we'll see how big of a role she really ends up having in Avengers 2. I really have a hard time believing that she has that big of a role, plain and simple. There's a show, I believe, on the BBC. Yes, it's a British conspiracy thriller called Utopia. Well, it's getting redone into an American version that will air on HBO, and HBO has signed Gone Girl's director David Fincher, and he's going to be teaming up with Gillian Flynn, who actually wrote the book Gone Girl. She writes a lot of books. She's an author, and she's going to be penning the script, and David Fincher is going to be directing the pilot episode and also being executive producer to do the new version of Utopia for HBO. So very interesting. It just goes to show that their team up for Gone Girl has gone really, really well. So a new bond has been made there. Juliet Lewis will be starring opposite Ryan Phillippe in ABC's new show, Secrets and Lies. It's going to be a new drama that will be airing on in ABC. So, interesting. Don't know much more about that other than Juliet Lewis and Ryan Phillippe getting lead role in there. Comcast is going to acquire Time Warner Cable in a new $159 like billion dollars or something crazy. It was a really big sale. It's a new conglomerate, and Comcast is buying up everything lately, so it's kind of nuts. But hey, you know, whatever they need to do, they can do. We have the first teaser trailer for the movie Tammy. This looks pretty funny. It's a new movie starring Melissa McCarthy. This teaser trailer had me laughing my ass off. It's only about a minute and a half long, but it's pretty damn funny, so you should check that out. It's on the Facebook page. Tammy comes out this summer on July 2nd. Robert Schwentke has been signed to direct the Divergent sequel, Insurgent, I believe is the name of the film. It is Insurgent. So, the original director that directed Divergent, he could not come back to do the sequel. He felt there wasn't enough turnaround time to really do a good job on it, so he backed out. And this is pretty common. You know, the same thing happened after the Hunger Games movie was made. The director had to drop out, and they had to bring in somebody new to do the second one, because they want to flip these movies around, like, literally within a year, and there's just no time for a director to do that. So I don't know much about this Robert Schwentke guy. His name doesn't sound familiar to me at all, but we'll see what he does with the Divergent sequel, Insurgent, which I always find interesting when studios are very quick to greenlight a sequel when the first film hasn't even come out yet. Office season. You know, we actually, me and the guys from Future Endeavors, we laugh a lot about summer box office season. because some people feel summer really starts in June, which kind of technically you could go for that. But in the movie world, the summer movie season always starts that first weekend of May. You know, that's when, like, Iron Man 3 came out. It's when studios really put out their big guns to kind of kick off the movie season. A new article came out last week saying that movie studios are looking to officially start summer movie season now in April. So that's a little much for me. May is kind of pushing it. April now, they're saying that this year's summer movie season will start April 4th with Captain America: The Winter Soldier. I don't know how much people are going to buy into that concept, but that's what they're saying. So, they're saying it's going to start about a month earlier this year, on April 4th. Let me see if there's actually a reason behind it, from the studio explaining why. Movie studios are moving closer to extending summer year-round. Tentpole season will begin April 4th, a month earlier than usual with Captain America. A week later, Fox will debut the animated sequel Rio 2, followed on April 18th by Warner Brothers Transcendence, which is the new Johnny Depp film. Theater owners for years have asked studios to program bigger movies throughout the calendar, but some months are viewed as undesirable wastelands, including September and January and April. But with summer becoming more crowded, 2013's warm weather glut of family films was blamed for underperformers like Turbo. Studios have no choice, and therefore growing evidence that event picks can prosper outside of the traditional summer and holiday seasons. Fast Five opened in late April 2011 and reignited that franchise. Gravity became a sensation after launching on October 4th and has made almost $700 million to date. Warner's got a summer-like $69.1 million for the Lego movie on a non-holiday weekend in February. We had great success in March with Oz the Great and Powerful and Alice in Wonderland. That's why the studio is looking to launch Winter Soldier in April, because there's less competition and more to let the movies hold on to. So, very interesting. I mean, it's a great concept. I mean, that's what I was kind of assuming Marvel was doing, because if you think about it, Thor 2 came out in November. You know, Thor was a summer movie in the first film, and so was the original Captain America. And then the sequels were put in, you know, odd months, like November and April. But it makes sense, because then you have no competition and you get to dominate the field, because in the summertime, every Friday, there's another three movies opening up and there's just too much going on to really have for the bang of your buck. So it makes sense. So we'll see what happens with this year, with them saying April 4th, we'll kick it off. You know, Fox has the new show Gotham coming. On last week's episode, we talked about the dude from the OC in Southland going to be Commissioner Gordon. Well, Donnell Logue has been cast as Harvey Bullock. He'll actually be James Gordon's partner. James Gordon, of course, played by Ben McKenzie. I like this guy. I can't even tell you what he's been in, because he's one of those guys that pops up as side characters all the time. But he's going to be Harvey Bullock. So I believe his name is Donnell Logue is his name. You look him up. Will Forte is going to be starring in a new comedy called Last Man on Earth, and Fox has actually picked up this show, and they're going to be ordering the series over on Fox. I'll check it out. I like Will Forte. Sid Caesar is dead. He was a comedy titan, 91 years old. So I'm very sorry for that loss. John Singleton has signed on to direct the Tupac Shakur biopic. This makes sense to me. You know, I haven't seen much with John Singleton lately, but you know, I remember him being friends with Tupac when he was alive, and I know he's got a lot of the backstory, and I think it'll make a really good movie. So I like this. I like this casting. I'm very curious to see who's going to end up being Tupac. But John Singleton is going to direct the Tupac biopic. We have some other new trailers, and I like these. We have the new trailer for The Purge sequel. It's called The Purge Anarchy, and the first official teaser trailer for that came out. It looks really good, and it's exactly what I said the first Purge should have been, which is car breaks down on the middle, you know, on the road, Purge is about to get started, and you're on the run throughout a night of hell like that with everybody trying to kill you. It makes sense, and that should always be what The Purge movies are about. Our other new trailer is Brick Mansions. Brick Mansions is the last completed film that Paul Walker did. So this is his new action movie. It's actually an English language remake of the British film District B-13, which was kind of like this parkour action movie. And they made this English version of it starring Paul Walker. I liked this trailer, honestly. I thought it looked really good. A lot of crazy action, and it looked like a really solid action flick. It's going to open in theaters in April, and I'm looking forward to it. This trailer really got me psyched up. I had no expectation before I watched this trailer, and now I'm really stoked for it. All right. Greta Gerwig is going to star in CBS's How I Met Your Dad. Of course, that's the new spinoff of How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother's ending in March, and next season they're going to do How I Met Your Dad, which is going to be from the woman's perspective. And Greta Gerwig is going to be kind of like the Ted, if you watch How I Met Your Mother. She's going to be the chick that explaining the story to her kids of how she met their dad. The CW's Flash show has casted the original Barry Allen in a new mysterious role. John Wesley Shipp, who played the Flash in the early 1990s version, is going to star in the new Flash show on the CW. I'm really stoked about this. I watched that 1990s Flash. I love that show. That dude was an awesome Flash, and I'm curious to see what role he plays in the new CW remake. In some box office milestones, Wolf of Wall Street has become Martin Scorsese's top grossing film of all time. So congratulations there to Martin Scorsese and the whole cast and crew. In some other passing news, Shirley Temple has passed away at the age of 85, a legendary child star. So very big name, but 85 years old, definitely got to live her life to the fullest extent, so she will be missed, and we are sorry for the loss, and to the whole Temple family. She'll always be remembered in film, and everything else she did in the real world. Hugh Jackman is going to host the 2014 Tony Awards. Nice job there for Hugh Jackman. This will actually mark his fourth time as a host. So congratulations there to one of my favorite actors, Mr. Hugh Jackman. Speaking of the Gotham TV show again, they have also cast the Penguin and Alfred. Yeah, I don't know of any of these. I'm not even going to bother reading you the name of the actors that they've signed, but there is an article on our Facebook page if you'd like to check it out in more detail. They've actually casted four new people to the cast. The biggest takeaway for me is Penguin and, of course, Alfred, Batman's butler. So, two big characters have been casted. I just don't know who the hell they are, who the actors are, so I can't be like, ooh, I'm so excited for so-and-so. Warner Brothers has set the release date for its 3D Tarzan movie. They're going to be doing a live-action Tarzan film starring Alexander Skarsgård, and that will be released on July 1st, 2016. I don't know about that, man. I don't like Alexander Skarsgård, first and foremost, let alone a Tarzan movie. I don't know how that's going to play out. HBO has ordered the new Jack Black Tim Robbins comedy series. This sounds interesting to me. I like Tim Robbins, and I love Jack Black, so if they're going to be doing a new comedy on HBO, sign me up. I'm on board, so I'm glad to see, especially with an HBO backing. I'm totally all about that. In some sad news, NBC's Tom Brokaw has been diagnosed with cancer, so very, very sad. Cancer is a very, deadly thing, and it's a very sad thing. Tom Brokaw is 74 years old. Wish him the best and hope that he can recover here, so very sad to break that news. We also have a new trailer for Transcendence, which is the new Johnny Depp film, also starring Morgan Freeman. This is the second trailer for that movie is now available to be seen. And I think that's actually all the news. Yep, that is all the news, my friends, up to speed. That is everything big that has happened in the last week of entertainment news. So now, we'll switch it on over to the world of music, and we'll run down the charts, as we always like to do, starting with the Billboard Top 10 Albums. Number 10 is Katy Perry with Prism. Number 9 is the Various Artists Album of the Grammy Nominees 2014. Number 8 is Pure Heroine by Lorde. Number 7 is Beyoncé with her self-titled album. Number 6 is Little Mix with Salute. Number 5 is Broken Bells with After the Disco. Number 4 is Toni Braxton and Babyface with Love, Marriage, and Divorce. Interesting title there. Number 3 is Bruno Mars with Unorthodox Jukebox. Number 2 is Frozen soundtrack. And number 1 is Now 49. I can't believe they're still doing those. On over to the top 10 songs. Number 10 is Bastille with Pompeii. Number 9 is Lorde with Team. Number 8 is Drunken Love by Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z. Number 7 is Counting Stars by One Republic. Number 6 is Timber by Pitbull featuring Kesha. Number 5 is Let Her Go by Passenger. Number 4 is Say Something by Great Big World and Christina Aguilera. Number 3 is Talk Dirty by Jason Derulo featuring 2 Chainz. Number 2 is Happy by Pharrell Williams. And the number 1 song, once again, is Dark Horse by Katy Perry. So, yeah, Katy Perry. I love this Dark Horse song, man. I can't get enough of it. All right, and let's con over to our box office stuff to wrap us up for the week. On DVD and Blu-ray this Tuesday is actually nothing big. There's not a wide release movie that's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. There's some TV show stuff. I think the latest season of Game of Thrones comes out and stuff like that. But no big movies. In theaters on Friday is 3 Days to Kill and Pompeii. Not the song by Bastille, which I just talked about, but the movie Pompeii, which looks bad. It looks pretty bad. I don't think it's going to do good at all. Three Days to Kill looks pretty good, and I hope to maybe go see that this weekend for next week's review show. That's the new Kevin Costner film where he's the secret agent. I think that looks pretty good. And let's run down the box office. This is hot off the presses as of today. Number 10 is That Awkward Moment with $3.3 million. Number 9 is Lone Survivor with $4 million. Number 8 is Frozen with $5.9 million. Number 7 is a debut. It's Winter's Tale, the new Colin Farrell movie. That came out with $7.8 million. Number 6 is Ride Along with $8.8 million. Number 5 is a debut. It's that Endless Love remake with $13.4 million. Number 4 is The Monuments Men with $15 million. Number 3 is RoboCop with $21.5 million. And like I said, if you have to kind of go back a little bit more for RoboCop, because RoboCop came out on Wednesday and not on Friday like the rest of these films did. So it did $21 million just Friday through today, whereas if you add in since Wednesday, the movie I think has made about it's made close to $35 to $40 million in total so far. Number 2 is another debut. It's About Last Night. That's the other remake with Kevin Hart and the dude from Almost Human, Michael Ealy, I believe is his name. Looks okay. That would be a Netflix-type movie for me, that's for sure. But About Last Night, doing great with a $27 million debut. That's pretty huge right there, and that's showing that Kevin Hart is just killing it right now at the box office. You know, Ride Along was a ginormous hit, 3 weeks at number one, and then now About Last Night with a $27 million debut. Woo! Good job, Kevin. And number one, again, for the second week in a row, is the Lego Movie, because everything is awesome. $48.8 million, and this is coming off of its $70 million debut last week, so massive, very little drop in its second week, and it's already made, I think, $190 million since its release. Massive movie, no doubt that Lego Movie 2 is already in post pre-production, so yeah, Lego Movie number one, second week in a row. And I would probably guess 3 weeks in a row, because I don't really see 3 Days to Kill or Pompeii knocking Lego Movie out of the top spot, in my humble, honest opinion. And my friends, that will do it for tonight. Thank you so much for joining me once again on this Sunday night as I get you up to speed in all the latest TV, music, and movie news. Let me shout out the affiliates, of course. Red Dragons Radio, where we're in syndication, over at reddragonsradio.com. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. Our friends over at the Excess Radio Network, you can follow them on Twitter at Excess Radio. And our good buddies over at Ultimate Sports Talk. Yes, we're not sports, but they support us, and they air our show in syndication, so we love them. And we're in syndication over there at ultimatesportstalk.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ULT Sports Talk. If you would like to subscribe to us on iTunes, you sure as hell can, because we're available there. If you go to amiontheair.com and you click on the affiliates page, it says affiliates/iTunes. And if you click on that, it has a little iTunes button. Just go ahead and pop that, and it'll take you right to our page where you can subscribe. For us, of course, you're going to want to look at amiontheair.com is the official website. Like us on Facebook over at facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/amiontheair. You can follow me directly at twitter.com. I am DXDonMega. You can follow me on Twitter there for all your news throughout the week. Really, the Facebook page and the Twitter page are going to be your main hubs of all entertainment news throughout the week. It's everything that we talk about on the show in detail, but, you know, as the news breaks, it's always right there on the Twitter and the Facebook page. Really, the Twitter has everything, so if you can do one thing, I'd say definitely follow us on Twitter. If you're, you know, a Facebook fiend and it's easier for you to see the stuff pop up in your Facebook feed, definitely give us a like, because you'll get all the info you need there. If you'd like to listen to us on the go, you know, you're looking for a mobile app or something, you can get the Stitcher app. Stitcher is available on Android, on iOS, it's on tablets, it's on all smartphones, it's even on Windows. You can get Stitcher, and you can listen to us. Our episodes are uploaded to Stitcher literally within like an hour of us posting it on the website. So Stitcher is a big, big hit for us, as a lot of people like to listen on the go through the app. So that would do that. Oh, and I think I've gotten you all up to speed with everything that you possibly could have needed. I appreciate your time and your energy. Another hour edition is in the books. I'd like to shout out also that the latest episodes of Am I on the Air are now streaming on YouTube as well. So please give us a subscribe over on YouTube. Our channel is youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. Very easy to find us on all those interwebs. But yeah, we're putting all the episodes up on YouTube as well. We're also in syndication on Spreaker as well. So we're all over the place. Hey, you know, more places, the more the merrier. But YouTube's a nice little addition. We've had the YouTube channel for a long time, but haven't really done much with it. And now we just decided to start popping each episode up on YouTube, because more people might come across it floating through YouTube, looking by a keyword, and then it's another new fan. So just one extra step for you. If you'd like to subscribe to our channel, do it on YouTube. We appreciate it. Thanks once again for tuning in and listening to me for an hour. I really appreciate it. And we will see you back next Sunday for another new... Oh, actually, I don't know if I'll be doing it next Sunday, because we have the WWE pay-per-view and we'll be doing our series finale of my wrestling show, Future Endeavors. So that's going to be coming to an end, and we're going to be doing our last episode of that next Sunday. So actually won't have a new Am I on the Air. Maybe do Am I on the Air on Monday or Tuesday. Just keep an eye out on the Twitter feed. We'll let you know. But it won't be next Sunday. I forgot all about the wrestling show. But we'll be doing that instead. So definitely tune in and check out Future Endeavors next week for our big final episode. It's been almost 4 years coming, so it's going to be pretty sad, but a big exciting episode at the same time. So very interested to see how that goes down. But thanks once again for your time here in Am I on the Air. My name is Don Mega, and we'll catch you on the flip side. And don't forget, everything is awesome. Red Dragon!